what is this? Another dreamer has come to entertain me in my own dreams. As I drift near your quaint and cute little solar system. And what do you call yourself? Oh, your thoughts aren't powerful enough to actually reach me. Well, I guess I'll just have a little fun while you're here. Ikyath. I will introduce myself in a manner of speaking first. I am in your primitive language, I suppose. A being of the celestial, I travel between stars and munch on them. Yours is a bit too small. It would be less than a snack. And I entertain myself with the dreams of the mortal races, like you. Mashka, what is it? You are curious about something. Here, allow me to grant you a minuscule portion of my power, so that you may at least pretend to be able to communicate with me. But, little one, this may not be the most pleasant thing in the world. So, prepare yourself. Speak up a little now. Do you need a little bit more? How's that? Oh, I think I can hear you now. You love. Oh, there's your voice. It is a very Hija voice. You want to know where I am from? I am born of galaxies. And like I said, I feed on larger stars. I eat their energy and turn them into small little dead things. No, you're nothing. I would never eat one of the mortals. They're Bui-Nikop. Oh, it seems some of the things I'm thinking to you, you have no words for. I am sorry. We'll just have to make do. I believe the saying is Hechlu me Shajvatu. Oh, you didn't understand that as well. Then I will try to explain for your little mortal mind. Everything I tell you is true, but everything you hear is false. It's a simple philosophy that means nothing from my mind can be completely understood the same way by yours. Do you understand that? Very good. There is hope for you, little Yel Majka. Maybe someday you will surpass your mortal bounds, and in a few Ishtika, you will join me out in the vast cosmos. I think I would enjoy having someone to compete with and play with out in the grand universe. Someday, perhaps. But for now, let us entertain each other. My nickel, little yell. And how do I prefer to entertain myself? I like to taste the little mortals I run across. And you seem to have met quite a few much longer lived, nearly immortal beings. Nearly immortal, yes. I have lived almost the entire length of time of this universe, and one of the things I have learned is there is no such thing as immortal. Those that have claimed it and entered my dreams, I have laughed at them and eaten their son out of spite just to prove them wrong. But you, little Yel, I think I can enjoy you quite a bit. There's quite a mix of flavors on you. So, when I gave you a bit of my energy earlier, did you enjoy it? That's a surprise. Most people find it disturbing and uncomfortable. In that case, I might have to taste you to my fill. Mind for a mortal. All that media that you have consumed, I would appreciate a much better taste of it. Not that you have any choice. You're in my dream after all. Thank you. pictures of this television and video games. I think I might have to search out more from your world. Thank you for this experience, little Yael. Mashka. One more taste for the road then, shall we? Safe journeys and good luck. I will try not to consume your son.